Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, Brandon, you're listening to Signing Guru.
Get well soon, Matt.
God.
Little lower body injury for the kid.
We should get, I'm going open tonight.
Okay, I'm going game two.
You purchase your tickets already?
I'm going to go use your credential.
All right. Yep. I'm going to be amongst the people.
Yeah, you
that's what I do.
About figures. Hey,
You know where you sit in the tank, right?
Yeah,
like, or media.
If man, it's the way it was during their inaugural season, right. It's right up near the rafters.
Yeah you're in
great Cheech and Chong. It's high.
You're up there with God.
Yeah. By the way, Evan said something that was offensive to me earlier. What do you know about hockey?
He was playing. I said it's
just like basketball. It's the same sport. Passing, cutting, unselfishness. Playmakers.
How about the shoes?
Oh, hey, by the way, just a couple pieces of business to take care of. Micah Parsons doesn't look like he's going to play this week for the Cowboys.
He's out for a while. DeMarcus Lawrence also out.
Foot injury.
Liz Frank.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yep. She's a killer. She's a killer, starting. Liz Frank. And I'm sure you know this already. Cordarrelle Patterson. You know, he was carted off on Sunday for the Steelers. So he's doubtful.
What's your point with
my
this?
Point is the
Give
Niners
me the heavy hitters.
Not the Niners are not as banged up as you are making them sound.
Wow, man.
Mm-hmm.
Then explain the defense. Don't give me the New England game. Give me the Ram game. Give me the game where Minnesota just did whatever they wanted on third down.
They have a new defensive coordinator who's
Roy hit it out the park. He said they were weakened, and I feel that. Now, if Greenlaw can get back and Hufanga, Steiner, he came back and then and is out of game?
Uh-oh.
Sometimes you know when it's just not your year. I'm not ready to say that about the Niners,
right.
But don't you get it? What about the short gate Friday?
Boy, Bijan Robinson, he's a very important player for the Falcons. He's limited right now. And I don't know if you saw Will Levis' shoulder injury.
That might help him, the Titans. Yeah. Some bad quarterback play going on.
City boy!
Our guy!
See, hold on, City. 650. Hockey's a lot closer to soccer than basketball. And soccer's just like basketball. What's up, City boy? Evan, you're on my list. What's up, City?
Oh.
I'm here.
Oh, hey, get in the game.
Hey, you know, the Niners, I don't think anybody right here should be worried about the Niners. You know, it's good to it's good to get your injuries out of the way early.
There you go.
And it's how you finish it. It's how you finish. It's not how you start. So, you know, I think they're going to finish strong. I think C-Mac's going to come back real healthy, and the team will be just fine.
Let me ask you this. Go ahead. No, I was going to say, with C-Mac, now we're talking about another leg. That did concern you, a nothing burger?
Well, I mean, to me, he can sit out 9 games. I think the Niners are good enough that they're going to be above 500 when he comes back. So if he comes back around week 10, good to go. Now you're right. If it drags on longer than that, it's something really serious. It's a problem, you know. But I anticipate him back and healthy, you know, by the end, you know, before the end of the year. So that's my opinion. We'll see. I actually talk a little Warriors though, if you don't mind, because it's interesting the conversation about expecting a championship and how. Pretty much that's been the expectation for about a decade now. And for me, you know, it's not expecting a championship. I don't expect a championship this year, but I still have championship aspirations for the team. And the reason I say that, you know, I heard Steph at Media Day kind of allude to it. You know, they talked about how if he was disappointed about not getting Paul George and not landing that big fish to put alongside of him. And he kind of said, look, you know, we're going to go out there. We're going to do our best. And we're going to put ourselves in a position to force the front office to make a move at the deadline. And that's kind of the tertiary tertiary message. I mean, he didn't say that flat out, but that's what I got out of it. And you know, I like to hear that because honestly, I think the supporting cast is awesome on this team. I mean, the guys they added, I mean, think about Draymond. Draymond's going to miss time. You know, he was funny. He was being real obtuse at the in the interview about it, but you know he's probably going to not only be injured a little bit, he may get another suspension at some point. So, you know, Kyle Anderson can fill his shoes aptly. You know, he's not Draymond. He won't be as good, but he can actually slide in and do a lot of the things that Draymond does. So I like the supporting cast. We got it shooting with Buddy Hield. A caller alluded to it earlier with Klay Thompson. You know, you lose his bad attitude. I love Klay, but his headspace just wasn't right. I mean, I think he's going to, you know, he might thrive in Dallas in that role. I mean, he might do really well, and I wish Klay nothing but the best, but it wasn't going well here for him. So, you know, addition by subtraction, at least, you know, when it comes to the, you know, the team chemistry and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm really excited for the season. Now, I don't expect them to win 55 games, but I think they could win 47, 48, you know, especially if they add at the deadline. So, you know, they win 47, 48, like Matt said, you know, get the six, you know, 4, 5, 6 seed. They might be able to do some damage depending on who it is they pick up at the deadline. So,
thanks, City. Appreciate the call.
Good stuff.
I'm with him. I think it's hard to assess the Klay Warriors situation last year. And there were times he was good, but there were times when he wasn't. And I do think the way everybody talks about Klay is they all knew it's time to move on.
Wow.
And maybe that'll be a good thing for the Warriors.
How many games did he, because there was some entitlement that went his way, even though he was disgruntled or whatnot, you know, with his own play. Steve Kerr kind of talked about it, Stoney. How many games did he finish that he really shouldn't have? And just because of what he's meant, what he's accomplished, and who he was out there. And best believe his teammates knew it too. I mean, how many nights was he hurting the team when he wasn't helping them, you know? But still got the opportunity to keep on hurting them. When with another player, maybe you'd be on the bench.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. Waterman in Corte Madera. What's going on, Waterman? How you doing, man?
What's up, gentlemen? How we doing?
Hey. Good.
Yeah, so if I could start with the Niners and then end with the Giants, I'd appreciate it. First, real quick, with the Niners, I just felt for me personally, I didn't think they were going to be able to get in the Super Bowl again this year. My aspirations are always getting in the playoffs. I still think that's going to be a tough task, personally, just from the injury standpoint. We don't know what else is going to happen. And I don't know, guys, I'm a big believer in, like, how your year starts.
Okay.
And it started in training camp with the IU contract situation. Then you had the whole, you know, Trent Williams thing happening. And then Ricky Purcell, our number one draft pick, gets shot in the street of San Francisco. Thank God he's still with us, because, I mean, that could have gone really bad, obviously. And he actually has a chance to still play football, which is amazing. So just from that standpoint, personally, I'm just a big believer in the feeling, and I just don't feel like this is their year. Now, yeah, look, they could surprise us all and make a run and, you know, get hot at the right time. Maybe CMC does come back. I don't think he's going to really play much this year, if at all. I think those things, those Achilles are worse than we maybe even realize. But if I could just transition to the Giants real quick, the Posey thing I initially thought was a total PR move when I first heard it. I was happy as a fan and as a Buster Posey fan personally, because I thought, yeah, at least they're getting somebody from the organization, a player. He's a World Series champ. But after hearing his press conference, you guys, I really, really feel that he is going to do good things with this team, because it was nice to hear him talk about, you know, culture in the clubhouse and you know, trying to get some more transparency and believing in players. And I was curious if he was going to bring up Bochy, and he did, of course. And thank goodness that, I mean, what a duo those two were together, Bochy and Posey. And so you bring Posey in to carry on maybe Bochy's legacy here, or how you handle things inside the clubhouse. I mean, that's incredible for the Giants, and kudos to the decision makers on that, to see that is a problem and want to make a change. That's another thing that I'm really happy about, because we could all be sitting here still with maybe Farhan or them going in another direction with another, you know, head of baseball operations that's analytical driven. It just didn't work out for Farhan here. But one thing, if I can say, is the culture in the clubhouse, I'm sure, has not been good. And the fact that Posey got involved and saw that was like, we need to change this, and I'll be happy to be the guy to change this. I want to change this. I think that's gonna speak huge volumes for us in the future. And of course, the beauty about baseball, nothing is quick. They're not gonna come in next year with one or two maybe different people at positions and win 107 games and win the World Series. I don't believe that's gonna happen. But if the culture changes, maybe in 2 or 3 years that does happen, that they get back into the World Series. But I just, as a fan, from a fan standpoint, I have been so disinterested in the Giants for the last couple years.
Right.
Because, as another thing, the only player that I have been able to kind of hold on to is, hey, how's Yaz doing? That seems like he's been the only solid, consistent player on the Giants, and that's what made those World Championship years so special for us fans, is we knew Posey was going to be there.
Right.
We knew Crawford was going to be there. So that's just my take, guys. Thank you for taking the call.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.